My name's Jono Bacon, and I am not a developer.
My name's Stuart Langridge, and I'm not a sysadmin.
And this is...
Shot of Jack! System administrators spend all their time saying no when you want to get new software set up on servers. Developers spend all their time making cowboy changes and making the admins clean up their messes. We're all supposed to cooperate, aren't we? If you work in the business of software development, especially software development where your company runs web servers or database servers or both, you'll doubtless have experienced this disconnect at first hand. At the Velocity conference last year, Paul Hammond and John Allspore from Flickr laid out a plea for the finger pointing to stop and for us to enter a new world of DevOps. Developers and ops people who each know something about one another's jobs. Now, just saying this makes it obvious that it's a good idea. Cooperation rather than shouting is pretty much always a good idea. But just because it's easy to say doesn't mean that it's easy to do. How can we build a world where admins and hackers work hand in hand?
I think the first thing that we need to do is we need to understand the two characters that we're talking about. I mean, you had a slightly sarcastic dig at both of them in your intro. But, you know, there are these broad stereotypes, of the sysadmin who has the bastard operating from hell t-shirt on and, you know, just hates any kind of change and just wants to run boring but stable systems. And then you've got these kind of like, you know, coffee drinking developers who all they want to do is write crackful code.
Yeah.
And just get stuff out there. And stability and security is somebody else's problem.
This is precisely and absolutely the point. While they are, I totally agree with you, caricatures, I think everyone who's a developer would recognise something of their sysadmins in the caricature, and everyone who's a sysadmin would recognise something of their developers in the caricature. You know, they're not entirely unfounded. And precisely what the Flickr guys were talking about is, how can we get past that? Rather than it just being something that developers laugh about in bars and sysadmins laugh about in bars or on IRC or wherever, how can we get past that and actually make the world better? Because we'd all be a hell of a lot more productive if we just spent all our time pissing and moaning about the other group.
I think a lot of it, though, is you know, the two roles come from very, very different cultures, right? I mean, you know, in the, like we said, you know, in the sysadmin world, the culture is where even the tiniest of changes is incredibly thoughtful. You know, because the tiniest of changes can have a massive, massive impact on everything. And one of the points that was made in that presentation was the fact that one thing that developers need to understand is that when their code doesn't work, it might mean that a sysadmin is going to get woken up, you know. Whereas from the development world, you know, changes happen frequently because people are hacking on code. You know, you just make changes here, there, and everywhere. And then you deploy every so often. And it's not unusual as part of the software development process for you to deploy software which has got bugs, which are then fixed later. You know, I think in many ways, I don't know whether this is a sweeping statement, but failure is a little bit more acceptable in the development community than it is in the sysadmin community, where failure is absolutely unacceptable. And it seems that, like, that seems to me where the disconnect is. For a lot of developers, they think, you know what, I've written this application in PHP, just release it, whatever. You know, whereas sysadmins, I remember one of our sysadmins at Canonical said, you know, installing PHP is like inviting a bus full of hackers into your data center. You know what I mean? That's a pretty typical kind of sysadmin perspective, which is, you know, even though it's a kind of a blessed dependency for a lot of developers, it's absolutely not a blessed dependency for a lot of sysadmins.
Yeah, I mean, I think realistically, there are, as with a number of problems in our industry, there are two different approaches you can take. There are technical approaches and social approaches.
Yes.
And the Flickr talk that was put together by Paul and John, which is excellent, by the way, and you should go and read it, it lays out quite a few different technical approaches. And I think everyone who works on this kind of thing would recognise, first of all, that these are the sorts of things that you should be doing, and secondly, that you're probably not doing them enough. So they talk a lot about making the process automated, so you can build and roll out a new set of things by pushing one button, you know.
Yes.
And at Flickr, they roll out 10 times a day. Now,
it's incredible.
It genuinely is incredible. The first time I heard someone from Flickr say that, I actually didn't believe them. I flat out called them a liar to their face.
It's got to be bullshit.
There's no way you could do that, because if you go and talk to every sysop in the world and say, we'd like to roll out our code, new code, from Trunk 10 times a day, they'd all shit a solid gold egg and tell you to get stuffed. But if you build a world where you can actually do that, then what happens is you knock the edges off the procedure. It means that... First, a rollout is not a big, terrifying, dreadful thing. And if something breaks because of rollout, you can say, okay, well, I know what changed there because it's only one small thing. Whereas if you say, okay, we're going to have a new version of the software once every 2 months, then the two-month rollout is a dreadfully complicated procedure where you have to pull the big red lever on everything and then roll out and then start everything back up, and half the time things don't start up again properly. And if it does break, you say, well, which one of these 500,000 changes that we made actually caused the problem? And it's really
it sounds like in many ways what you could do to edge towards, you know, uniting these two groups is for sysadmins to be a little bit more flexible in the fact that, you know, you are going to roll out more often, right? So sysadmins kind of loosen the grip a little bit, but also for developers to just pay a little bit more attention to, you know, automated testing and QA and things like that. The developer only pushes it for deployment when they're absolutely confident that the quality is there, and maybe, you know, a series of extra, you know, code review or some extra testing processes could maybe secure that. It seems to me like with open source, there's the whole early release often thing,
yes,
you know, and everyone hails the benefits of that, and it seems like, you know, deploy more often makes sense, but I can also understand why sysadmins are very, you know, leery about it.
Yeah, well, they've talked about how developers should talk to ops about the impacts of your code and what are the signs that something's gone wrong. How can you tell if it worked after it's been deployed? And the key point about this is that means you need to have that stuff worked out before you go to ops for a rollout, which is something that a lot of developers won't do. You know, they'll say this needs rolling out, and then the ops people will say, well, how did it work? Can you test it? And then the developers will go back and test it themselves. Whereas if you've worked all that stuff out beforehand, then it does make the process a lot smoother. And in return, if you're nice to your ops people, then in return for that, they probably do nice things for you, like let you have SSH access to the servers.
Yeah. You know, I think the one of the things is, so, you know, the technical element, the technical part is one element. You mentioned social as well. I think the first thing that all sysadmins and developers need to understand, you know, if I was everybody's dad, the thing I'd sit them all in front of me and I'd say to them, the first thing you need to understand is that you know fuck all about the other person. Like, all developers think they know how sysadmins tick, and all sysadmins think they know how all developers tick, and it's bullshit. They don't. And I think that like socializing the two groups together is better. Like, a good idea in my mind in a company would be to do rotations. So have like developers go and work on the IS team for a while, and IS folks to go and hang out on the development team for a while, even though you do your same work, but just spending time in that environment and understanding that culture more, you know, it seems to be. I mean, they have things like this whole sysadmin appreciation day and all that kind of stuff, but to me, it's not about celebrating each role, it's about celebrating how the two fit together and just understanding each other more.
Well, one of the reasons that I like sysadmin appreciation day is, being honest now, sysadmin appreciation day is the last Friday of July, sysadminday.com, find out about it. And part of the thing that I think's good about that is that basically developers get all the press. You know, if someone's built a new service and it's great, the people who get the recognition, who get to go places and talk about it at conferences, who get emails saying, wow, this thing was brilliant, it saved my life, this new web service you built or whatever.
Yeah.
The people who get that are the developers. They're the people who are up front. But they're only doing half the job. Both the devs and the sysadmins are equally responsible to the business for it. They're equally part of making the thing work. So sysadmin appreciation day is one day where you can say, actually, they do half the work. Someone buy them a beer.
Well, they do part of the work, because there's designers, there's architects, there's documentation writers, there's testers, there's loads of people. I mean, I'm not saying it's not valuable, but you know what, I think that the two of us, we have our opinions and we've only scratched the surface. So I think we should look to our wonderful Shot of Jack community to actually weigh in and provide some more input on this very topic. So what do you think? Do you think do you think sysadmins and developers can actually come together in this glorified nirvana? You know, can it happen? You need to go to shotofjack.org where you heard this shot and absolutely weigh in on the discussion.
You can go to shotofjack.org/discuss to find out how to talk to us on Twitter or how to send us emails or whatever. And as Jono says, get involved in the discussion. Tell us what you think.
And we'll see you on the next Shot of Jack.